Peter Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Now, as we came to air yesterday, we heard the news that the city had put forward its qualifying bidder for the Foreshore Freeway development. The unfinished highways, Solly's Folly, as they're known after Solly Morris, who was the city engineer in the 70s, who started this project only to see it abandoned with not much explanation. Over the years, it's become a landmark in the city, even a tourist attraction of sorts, a popular place to shoot movies and commercials, even fashion shows. But all of that could change if this proposal goes ahead to complete the freeway and to build high-rise tower blocks of apartments in between the freeways, on that land in between. If it's still an if, because it is by no means a complete process as yet, but that appears to be moving forward in favour of the bidder announced yesterday, Mitchell Duplessis Associates. And amongst the things that they've put forward in that bid is a mix of housing, mix between affordable housing and more expensive housing. And in the wording of the city's press statement yesterday, this will help reverse the legacy of apartheid spatial planning with its plan for affordable housing in the heart of the city. The question is, will it really? Is it enough? Is there enough provision within this plan for affordable housing in that mix? To help us get to the hub of that question, we have on the line with us Professor Vanessa Watson, who is a professor in the city planning program at the University of Cape Town. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Pleasure. Time.
Have you had a chance to take a look at the qualifying bidder and their proposed plan? What do you make of the news that it's Mitchell Duplessis and Associates whose plan has been chosen?
Yes, well, I saw the announcement in the Cape Times this morning, and I must say I was astounded to see which of the bids they had chosen as the preferred one. I've had a look at the original bid document, which the city put out, it must be over 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And the bid they've chosen conforms to almost none of the criteria, the very strict criteria which the city set out to guide those who were putting together proposals for the foreshore. So this is very surprising.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit for us on those criteria which you feel haven't been met by this proposal?
Okay. I mean, there are eight here, and I think they are all violated. But one of the key ones, of course, is addressing social and economic balance of the past in South Africa, many of which have manifested themselves in urban form. So a strong requirement for a significant proportion of affordable housing. Now, the 450 units, which I see this proposal has included, it's tokenism. It's a drop in the ocean. They can't be serious. Certainly, one of the other bids that was put forward in the original six managed to include 4,000 affordable housing units. So it's perfectly possible to up the number significantly.
As a percentage, I mean, let's just share the rest of that figure. It's 450 affordable units versus 3,000 mixed and more expensive units. So as a proportion, of course, it's remarkably low. I mean, the city has made lots of noise about their so-called commitment to developing affordable housing and making this a more integrated city. Does this news that they've chosen this bid seem to you to fly in the face of that and to call the lie to that claim?
Absolutely. I mean, clearly that claim holds no water whatsoever. There is huge potential in this foreshore project to address all these incredibly important issues. There's absolutely no reason why there shouldn't be a significant proportion of affordable housing included into this development. And that's not the only weakness. The city asks for an integrated development, a mixed-use development that includes public facilities, public space, social facilities, and many more. And there is certainly no sign of that in what I saw in the paper today. It is housing squashed between the two freeways. The towers erect a large wall between Cape Town and the sea. One of the criteria, interestingly, proposes to capture and complement the culture, natural heritage, and uniqueness of Cape Town, with particular reference to the location of the development area in relation to Table Mountain. Now, There is no recognition in this proposal at all about Cape Town, its uniquenesses, its natural heritage. That's completely out of the window as well. I see this as an attempt to copy Singapore or Shanghai. And, you know, really, these ideas are 20 years out of date now. There are so many cities in the world that are dealing very, very differently with their freeways and with their inner cities. And I think the architects are just not in touch with what's going on.
Professor Vanessa Watson, I'd like to have an extended conversation with you at some point when we can find a mutually convenient time about what other cities are doing and how other countries are addressing this challenge of building integrated communities of the sort that we want to see established here in Cape Town. So perhaps we can pick up that conversation at a later date. For now, it's an emphatic what is going on from Vanessa looking at the proposed bid. And I'd love to know from those of you who've now had a chance to take a look at the coverage in the press, to look at the photographs and the sketches, etc., how you feel about what is proposed and how you feel about that ratio of 450 affordable housing units versus 3,000 more expensive ones. Does it strike you as fair? Do you think it's a good start? Or do you feel, as Vanessa does, that it really is paying lip service to the whole idea? It's a conversation we'll continue.